Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, we've got another episode for you guys, the original starters, Jazz and I. Yeah.
What did you say?
The original starters.
Oh, I'm finished.
Because someone messaged us and was like, oh, it's really great to hear from the two of you. I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
Oh, bless. Oh, I didn't see that one. But yeah, that's really cute. Yeah, sometimes it's like, I don't think we like take in how much you guys appreciate that kind of stuff. I think. It's like, oh, do you really, like, does it really brighten up your day to like hear us together? Do you know what I mean? Mm. But yeah, it's nice. So thank you. Thank you, dear.
How you been, Jazz?
Yeah, I've been okay. For anyone that's following me on my Instagram, you would have seen I did a little one of those posts that you feel to delete straight away. Just about like how I was having like fighting off panic attacks. Like I would say it was more so like I could feel them coming on, and it's like I actively had to distract myself or like do breathing exercises and stuff to help fend them away. But it was just like relentless. I would say it was like five. I had two like the night before that I could feel coming on, and then the following morning, yeah, it was just relentless. But I'm doing okay other than that. I think it's just one of those things. It's frustrating because with mental health, you can feel better for sure. You can feel better and you could feel better for a week, a month, even a couple years. And then just next thing you know, you could have like another symptom or episode again. And you just sometimes even the thought of that kind of gets me down because I'm just like, will I ever be free of it? Mm. And it sort of upsets me, I'm not gonna lie. And I know, of course, I'm not the only one that is going through it and all of that, but it's just a bit sort of scary. I don't know if scary is the right word, or daunting, that this potentially could be something that I deal with forever, or you know. But I'm okay other than that. It's okay, Vic, honestly, it's okay. I did get a lot of lovely messages and stuff, and a lot of people could relate and a lot of people offering advice, which I appreciate. But yeah, it's just difficult. It's difficult. I think it was just in the moment. I was just so frustrated. I was just like, for fuck's sake. But yeah, it's fine. Today, I definitely feel a lot better. I do. Mm. Yeah. But how about you? How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been great. We watched Black Panther on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
Yeah, that was really good. Mm. Really good. Like, I've been seeing some harsh reviews.
Yeah.
And also, I'm just going to say this. I'm seeing the homophobia.
Homophobia?
With Michaela Cole's character. And Michaela Cole, before she even, like, before the film started, she said my character's queer. And I'm not a geek, but I know that in the comic books, her character is queer. Mm. And one of the girls that she kisses, this is a spoiler, but she's a part of the army, Is it Grudge of the
The
Deed?
Warriors,
Yeah.
yeah.
And she kisses on it on the head. Come and see people now. This is forced. This doesn't feel right. Why are they
What?
Jasmine, do you know what's so hilarious? I didn't even see the kiss.
The
I
thing
don't
is,
think I
yeah.
deep the kiss.
The
Like,
thing is,
girl.
I even me, I saw the kiss, but I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even like I didn't process what it meant. I didn't know if
But
they were trying to tell us that they were
yeah.
a couple or not. I just thought, oh, she's kissing her friend. Do
But I
you
don't know if that's just so heteronormative of us because they're just like, oh, my friend is going to
know
war. I may never see her again, or so. But no, they're in a, they're, I think they were in a couple. And Michaela
Okay.
Cole made a big deal. Like, listen, I'm representing someone from the LGBTQIA community. Come and see. I've been seeing tweets, and I'm just like, because I
Wow.
wanted to know what people thought about Michaela Cole. Like, because my thing is, I just can't get over that she's in this film. Because my thing is, she has left the UK, and I love that for the girls. Like, I love when the girls leave the UK and they're like, you lot, yet yeah, like, bye. Like,
Yeah.
good riddance. I love that. And I can't wait. Do you know who I'm buzzing for that to happen to? Bella. But we'll get into that later. I just love when it goes, but I didn't see that. I just saw people being like, oh, I just felt like it just didn't make sense. I just said.
Some people are just miserable. Like, what the hell? And you know what? In hindsight, I think it does like that scene, it makes sense because there was like an earlier scene that references. Sorry, this is a tiny little spoiler, but it's honestly insignificant. But I think someone asks her, why are you here? And she basically says, mind your business. So I think obviously that was sort of representing that, or it was about the same situation. But I just can't believe that people are being homophobic. Oh, you lot need to get lives. What would have happened if they actually kissed on the lips?
They would have collapsed because in, I don't know if you've seen the Doctor Strange number two, I think it's number two.
Sorry, I don't know which one is which.
The multiverse
I've seen the
madness.
latest one. Okay, yeah, that one, yeah.
And Miss America.
Okay, yeah.
So you know she keeps wearing the pin and it's got like I'm pretty sure it's the LGBTQIA flag. Or maybe it was the trans flag.
Okay.
Even one of those flags. She's wearing it, yeah. Before the movie done aired. People were talking their talk. I said, what do you even know what is going to happen in the film? So in the actual film, if you've not seen it, sorry, you're even late because these films came out in
Yeah.
April, I think.
The thing is, I
So
watched that film on the plane, so if you haven't seen it by now, then
we
you've
used to get
definitely
Sky.
lacked, yeah.
I'm joking. That's rude. But her mum's, she's got two mums, and then I think there's also someone else in the film that maybe had two moms, but the Miss America had two moms. I don't know if she was queer, but at the same time, she was a teenager, so it doesn't really, shouldn't even be worried about sexuality. Like, she was, her character was really, really funny, anyways. But she had two moms. I remember I seen such a big deal about it. I said, no, you lot, you can really think the film was spoiled. You're mad.
It's crazy, isn't it?
But do you know what's so
Like,
crazy
it's
to
so
me?
crazy
Yeah.
that some, yeah, that it can actually ruin the, like, that some people are there saying, oh, it's ruined it for me,
Yeah,
or.
no, just for real. And do you know what makes me upset is when I see it from black people the most. Because I just feel like you know what it's like, especially black people who are like Marvel fans, like Marvel geeks. You're not really a geek, are you? Because you don't read the comic books. But firstly, you know, do you remember when I said to you that I started watching like Captain America and all that from the start? And I just saw, I said I was really deep in it. I'm just seeing white men in pints, as in Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., that man I love from 13 Going on 30, who's Hulk.
Are you
Just
talking about
white.
Paul? What about Paul Rudd?
Oh yeah, he's cute, but
Yeah.
Ant-Man, I don't know, it's not really banging. We'll manage you though. But it's just white men.
Yeah.
It's literally just like they just said. They didn't even say white women at this point. They just said white men. So it's like you're a Marvel geek, you're a black person. You don't see yourself. I'm not saying you need to see yourself represented in fucking Marvel, like superheroes, because they're not fucking real. But and now we're getting black characters, and you're like, no. Wait, it's getting too far because they're gay. It's like, How do you think the gay community feel when they see us straight people kissing all the time?
All the time. Even in these, like, I'm sorry, this is sort of a sidestep, but even in films where it's like the relationship is not relevant.
Yeah,
And
they'll add kissing,
I mean
yeah.
this in like the kindest way, but why is this a serial killer film and I'm watching you and your
Beat.
partner having sex?
Do you know what,
Like,
yeah?
get the fuck off of my screen.
Maybe that's what we need to even do. Clamp down on straightness on TV. Because sometimes it's too much.
Way too much. Like, I'm like, oh, like, you know, when I see that they start flirting and stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, just
This
go away.
what did I rewind? That was something I actually had to like fast forward because I was just like, this is actually getting on my nerves. Like the plot, like all they were doing, it was The Watcher.
Oh, I haven't even seen that yet, you know.
Because
But I've heard it's quite good. Is it good?
no. No, it's not.
Pause.
But then again, that's not my genre.
I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. But I still, I don't know, like, I just don't know why, like, relationships are like, and not even just relationships, straight relationships are centered so
So
much
much.
in films where the relationship is not necessary to be seen on camera.
Because when you deep it, literally every Marvel film, there's like romance.
A love interest.
Always, always, always.
And it's like, where's this person? Like, what value is this person adding? It's like you can tell they've literally just added in a plot line for the sake of it, because
What's
you want
that?
to see this romance on screen. For
It
what?
even got to the point where they had to give Gwyneth Paltrow a suit because they said, "Listen, you're just hair, and it's
Literally.
yes, you need to have something, please." No, yeah, that kind of an that really annoyed me when I saw that kind of stuff because I was just thinking to myself, right?
And
It annoyed me
Michaela
more
Cole
because
can't do a little kiss on this on their forehead. You lot are mad.
I know it annoyed me more because I'm thinking I'm straight, but I'm thinking. I'm pretty sure our gay brothers and sisters are probably thinking they're expecting it already, and they're probably just sighing like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's probably one of those things where they're probably just thinking another one, like here we go
Yeah.
again. And I don't know,
Yeah,
it really annoyed me because I just think to myself that kiss was so minute, like it was just so, and like because I remember it with Multiverse of Madness and the two mums thing being like a massive topic, and I was like. Is that was that really on your
Wow.
mind? I don't think we even saw the mum's kiss.
No, we didn't.
I don't think we saw the
We
mum's
literally
kiss.
didn't. We literally just saw them lose the child. That was it. That
Jesus.
was it.
And you didn't even think, oh Jesus, these mums, they lost their child. Anyways. But yeah, what did you think of Black Panther? What would you give it to encourage people to go watch it? Or not to encourage people to go watch it?
I would definitely, 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 definitely say go and watch it. I would say 9 out of 10. The only reason I'm not giving it a 10 is just one particular character I just think questionable. But
Which one?
I don't
Okay,
know if it's,
spoilers,
yeah,
spoilers, spoilers.
yeah, spoilers. It's going to be a very quick one. Namor?
Oh, the God. Not
Yeah.
my God, though, but the God.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I just think it was like the whole time I was thinking this is so unnecessary.
Okay, can I say one thing? Spoiler, 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 spoiler. I've said spoiler 5 times now. And I'll do end quotes when I'm done. It's when he reached the motherland and he goes, he no. He's retelling the story to Letitia, right? Yeah. Shuri. He goes, when I got to the motherlands, you will not believe what I saw. Oh. Guys, there were just people minding their business. I don't know, they're washing clothes, playing on the playground.
No, Vic.
Jasmine, what did he see then? Jasmine, I asked you, you told me you saw the same
Actually
thing.
gonna cry.
And
No, no,
then,
no,
guys,
no.
this is
What
what he
I
did. He
saw.
now killed them all. And then one of them said, "You're soulless. You're the devil. So I'm gonna give you a name, like something a name like Heartless Soul." And he said, "And I took on that name. Why would you not take on that name?"
No, you know what? Yeah, I'm crying. I'm crying. I'm crying because now I get it why you said what you said. But basically, the people were in chains. So basically, they owned slaves. But
I didn't see that.
my point was,
Oh, sorry.
why did
In a point.
my point was. That was all he saw. Do you get what I mean? Like he
Oh,
said,
that's enough for me. Yeah, I
I'm
heard it.
gonna go to the motherland. No, but he said, I'm gonna go to the motherland and see Wagwan. But he stepped on the motherland for 1 second and said, right, I'm writing you all off. Do you get what I mean?
All right.
So I just
But
said he didn't even, he
you
didn't
didn't
even,
go New York. You didn't
he
go
didn't go New
London.
York, he didn't go Jamaica, he didn't
No.
go to Australia, like. He just said, yeah, you man are done.
But is it because the people in chains were his mother's people?
This is it. This is what was,
I want to assume so.
yeah. That's the thing. It's like we kind of have to connect the dots in that sort of respect. Like, I think maybe that's the case. But at the same time, the way he made it sound is like he was what, like 200 years old, but he still looks young. I don't know how old he is or whatever, but he said he ages slowly. So yeah, it was just a bit weird that how that whole scene played out. I was just like, oh, this is a bit extreme.
No, I get it now, Jazz. I agree with him. Sorry, I just thought that he just saw people on the playground and he just said, yeah, this is it. Because I was so, and it bothered me for the whole film because I thought, is that all you saw?
Said they were just hanging clothes.
That's really, it really bothered me. Like, it really disturbed me. Like, I couldn't even fucks with him for a little bit. And then I thought that he was gonna, him and Letitia were gonna become a thing.
Did you?
I thought they were gonna be, yeah. Because he was like, let me show you. I said, swear, which villain is doing that?
But to be honest, in these superhero films these days, it's not even out of the question. This is exactly what we're talking about. Them being together would add absolutely no value, but they could
Yeah,
easily
they
have
would have
done it.
exactly. They could have
They
easily,
could
yeah.
easily have done it.
I think they would have been quite cute together, though.
Don't know. I don't know because I felt like my genuine opinion. Sorry, this is still a spoiler,
Yeah,
guys.
this is we're not this, we've not said
We
any
are
quote
well
yet.
into spoiler. Yeah. I feel like he just wanted war. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he wanted beef.
Because what was his beef about? Do you know what?
Yeah, and
Let's
that's.
even end it.
Yeah, exactly. But I think when people watch it, they will.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They will come back to this and be like, yeah, I understand, like, what the hell was going
But
on with
then
this man?
even Thanos, I just think that sometimes these villains are a bit tapped and they take it to the extreme because Thanos was like, I don't like the way you lot are living. So I want to erase everything and start again.
Okay. I'm not saying I agree with Thanos. Oh yeah, is there an end quote with the Black Panther stuff?
Yes.
Okay, end quote, guys. Okay, but with Thanos, slyly,
Oh no.
he had points.
Hmm.
But all he was, obviously, I don't agree with like erasing people from the earth. But I feel like with all of those five stones, you're telling me you couldn't find a way to make the universe more sustainable. You couldn't even, I don't know, create a new planet and then inhabit it with more people. Or, do you know what I mean? But he just said, you lot are overpopulating things, you're ruining things. I'm just going to get rid of half of you. And then maybe that will relax you lot. I'm just like, you, with all of those five stones. You could have done something else.
Because he thought that he was like Mother Teresa. I remember he was saying like, the universe needs less polluting.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, sustainable queen, but is there other ways that we can do this? That you need to kill the
That's what I'm saying.
Half.
That's what I'm saying. Half. Half. And not just on Earth as well. He said the whole universe is getting it.
Because he, apparently, I think something like he didn't want other planets to meet the same fate that Earth had. But I'm just thinking, like, so you, one man, it's, I don't know. Sometimes when I think about these shows, if I think about what they're doing too deep, it can really make me annoyed. Because when I really think about, I think when it got to the end, the last film, I was like, Thanos is really doing this. Like, I even forgot what it was. I just thought he was beefing them, man, at this point. I was like, maybe just beefing these men. Because and I, do you know what, people were saying that the Black Panther 2 villain, that guy, they were saying that he's one of the best villains, but I still remain that Thanos is one of the best, because he got to the point that they had to do four films or however many films to show that he didn't win in the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I thought that he was going to win at the last film.
I think, you know, what was it, End of War? No, End Game. Was that the one where he actually got rid of half? Yeah, that one, I'm not gonna lie, that film left me gobsmacked. Like, I was like, no way the superheroes didn't win. Like, I was actually like, nah, like, the film's not finished. Because Spider-Man's gone. I said, there's no way. There's no way. So I think, in that respect as well, I feel like Thanos was definitely, definitely the best villain that I've seen in the Marvel universe so far anyway, because that man, he did what needed to be done.
And he's one of those ones where, spoiler again, spoiler. In Black Panther, Shuri didn't kill the villain. But them lot, they would know, so we have to get rid of Thanos. Like, as if you don't get, if you don't find a way to manage that one, he's coming to do it again. There's no reason with some people.
And what makes it even more...
End spoiler.
What makes it even worse with Thanos as well, or a little bit jokes, is that he actually went to live a quiet life afterwards. Because you see where they found him. Someone said he was picking planting.
I'm done. Didn't he sacrifice his own child?
Yeah. Like, he actually did what he needed to do. He had an objective and he said, this is what I genuinely believe. I'm gonna do it. And I feel like that's sort of what makes him a little bit different from other villains, because you know, some villains, their aim is just all out power. That's it. They just want control. They want to be worshipped or they want to be feared. But it didn't seem like Thanos wanted any of that. He literally just wanted, well, he said anyway, he just wanted to save planets or save the universe, whatever it was, save humanity maybe. So I feel like that's what made him slightly different as well. And maybe that's why he was so successful, because he wasn't hungry for power. I don't know. But
that's why I really sympathized with the Spider-Man villains. Like, I think the saddest one, I think I even cried in cinema, or cried when I first, Sandman. When we saw his child, and the fact that he was robbing, I believe he was robbing to get money or trying to rob a bank or something like that for his child. Because I think either that she was poor or she had a disability. And I just found it so sad. Like, so sad. But yeah, it's crazy. But in Spider-Man, those villains were really harmless.
Yeah, in comparison, innit?
Yeah, very harmless.
But you know what I always think, this is going to DC now. Why the fuck is anyone still living in Gotham?
Please. Those Gotham memes are so funny. When they're like, oh, this is Spider-Man when you're, when you know, this is Superman when you walk on the cycle path road. and he beats you up.
And maybe I sound like a gentrifier or something when I say this, but I don't understand why anyone is still living there. Because the people of Gotham have gone through it.
Yes, it.
Like, when we say ghetto, it's understating it. Gotham is hell. And people are still there.
I still
Even,
think
sorry, even
they're
with
gone.
Batman defending it, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm gonna go somewhere quiet. I still think that last Spider-Man film, no, Superman film was the worst film I've ever seen in my life.
Really, Vic?
Is it
Hold on, what was the
Spider-Man
last
versus,
one?
I think
Yeah,
Batman was in
okay.
it.
Yeah, I think it was Batman versus Superman.
That
Yeah, it
was the
was
worst.
shit.
That was the worst film I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, nah, this is really something.
Wasn't there a bit where they bonded over their parents or
Yeah,
something,
I
over
think
their
so.
mums? Yeah, I was just like, this is not good writing.
I
I
think
don't.
that's cute though.
Yeah, but it was bizarre. Like, the timing of it was weird. It was just like, what's going on here, really? But Batman, what did you think of Robin, not Robin, Robert Pattinson as
Oh,
the
I still haven't seen that, you know?
really?
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
I don't think it's gonna be a bit of you, like the way they've done it. It's not superhero-y in the slightest. It's more like dark thriller, grungy, like moody. That's how I'd describe it. But it is a good watch, and I think he plays a good Batman.
Oh,
That is,
wow.
yeah, like it's very, very believable. From what I've read, Batman is supposed to be like he fits it very well. And I think it might probably work better with the Superman, whoever the new Superman is going to be, if there's going to be a new one or it's going to be the old one. But I think it works. I think it actually works.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I've got such a long list of films to watch.
I want to watch Black Adam. I've been hearing
Yes, I
talk
want to watch
about
that as
that.
well. Did you see the black guy in that? What the hell is going on? I mean, respectfully, sorry, I mean even. Because basically I saw the press run and he's on, and I love Noah Centineo. Like, you know how I always talk about how I love what's his Tom Holland, like he's my son. I love Noah so much. I just feel like I want to see him in every rom-com possible. But I think you lot have slagged him off so much that he's not going to do that. Anyways, he was on the red carpet with this. I can't remember the black guy's name that's in that film. And usually when I see Noah, I'm like, oh my God, it's Noah. I'm like, so I didn't even see him there.
I haven't seen this black guy. Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Black Adam cast. Is it because of how he looks?
I don't know if it was on the red carpet because I've seen that guy in a few films. I'm just like, man, on that red carpet, I was like, what the hell is going on in the
Oh
House of
yes.
Commons?
Oh yes. Aldis Hodge, his name is. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What is
I
going
saw
on?
the video. I saw the clip and I was
What
like,
the hell?
wow.
Save your promotion budget. That is your promotional budget. What the hell? Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely on my to watch list for sure. Yeah, I've heard very, very, very good things about it. So, can't wait. What? I don't know what's going on in the House of Commons either. There's like some sort of dog meet outside.
What? Really? For
The
reals?
dogs are linking up outside my.
Also, what the hell is Matt Hancock trying to do? He's on his Ed Ball. I want the public to love me. And it's working.
That's what's making me sad, Vic, is the fact that I actually think the public are gonna start saying, oh, he's not as bad as I thought, or oh, he's just human, oh, he's this, and do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, just get him off the screen.
If you lot didn't normalize cheating, we wouldn't be in this predicament.
I'm finished. Not even that, just normalizing being a horrible person and always, I feel like sometimes people just think they have a right to redeem themselves. And it's like, you can do your apologies and all of that stuff, but don't go on national TV and try to manipulate the public into liking you. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And
Also, I
then
don't.
earn hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Yeah. And also, I don't get why people want apologies so quickly. Like, this is fresh.
Very
This is
fresh.
so fresh. Like, I don't know if you watch Strictly Come Dancing, but there was a guy on it called Sean Walsh, and he's like a comedian, and he had a girlfriend, and he was
I
literally
cheated.
publicly, yeah, publicly cheating with his Strictly dance partner, and he and then the pictures were leaking everywhere, and then his girlfriend wrote like this massive essay about it on Twitter, and it was so sad. And now he's on Strictly, I believe he's on not Strictly, sorry, he's on
He's
I'm a
on I'm a
Celebrity,
Celeb as well. They were
doing
together, you
redemption
know.
arc.
They were doing a task together.
Oh,
I
fuck
said,
off.
look at
You
these, look
see?
at these cheaters.
Do you think that would happen if it was a woman?
No, absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. I
Yeah,
don't
no.
think so.
I can't think of like a, like even if you think of the only female cheater that I can think of that's been caught out publicly. And don't get me wrong, there could be more, but the only one I could think of off the top of my head was, funnily enough, Robert Pattinson's girlfriend. What was her name? The Twilight Girl.
Oh, the Twilight Girl. People hated her for a long time for that, yeah.
Chris,
Kristen Stewart, whatever her name is. Is it
yeah,
Kristen Stewart or Kirsten Stewart?
something in it, something like that, something beginning with
People
K.
really hated her for that.
And even
I
till this
actually.
day, Vic, I still think that that's the reason why she hasn't gone.
Claire.
Yeah, because she oh, like I know people made fun of how she acted in the film or whatever, but regardless, she was gonna have a career, and once that cheating thing came out, she got so much abuse and harassment and all of that stuff. And I still feel like till this day, that's why her career hasn't blown the way it probably was expected to,
And it
because
was,
of
and
the
it's
cheating.
fans as well, because people love
Yes.
Twilight so much and loved Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Yeah, that is just a mess. You're
Yeah.
right. And then there's also like Alicia Keys. Well, we don't know the real story, but people hold her being a homewrecker over her head. And it's
Yeah.
like, this woman is now married to the man. I don't agree with what she's done or if she has done what she's done. This woman is now married to the man. They live together. Like, they're happy families, but people still call her homewrecker. And it's so hilarious because they don't call him one.
It's true. It's true, actually. It's true. It's true. Because they wrecked the home together, if that's the case. The two of them. But yeah, he doesn't get half the attention that she should, that sorry, that she's getting.
Yeah, I just don't like the fact that Matt Hancock is able to be like, I didn't really break the rules. I broke my own guidelines. And he said something like, guidelines, you don't really have to. The way he was just, it was just irritating me because I'm just thinking, this is so fresh. Like,
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah, it's not even about the cheating. And yeah, maybe I'm part of the normalizing cheating cohort, but it's more so the fact that you were an MP. You are an MP, a public servant. The country is going through economic crisis, a cost of living crisis, energy bills crisis, just character crisis, and you've decided I'm gonna go on this show, earn hundreds of thousands of pounds on top of my 80K a
Yeah.
year, and I've also been responsible for
Deaths.
deaths, COVID deaths, and in public I was gaslighting you all and saying I had no choice, or this was what we thought was right at the time, or whatever it is they were using to justify it. Like, how dare you think, yeah, I'm gonna go on this show and I'm just gonna apologize on the show, and you know, I'm gonna
And that'll do it.
and show regret on the show, and yeah, hopefully the public will love me. I just think it's so disgusting. Like, I'm actually really disappointed that ITV thought, yeah, he's a good choice.
They just know that it's going to get the headlines going, and that's going to do wonders for their
Yeah,
ratings. They
it's the
just know.
ratings, isn't it? It's
Yes, it's
sick.
yeah. And sometimes I think I look at it, I'm just like, this man, it's like what you said, he earns 88K or whatever it is. MPs earn, then you're going to go on the show. And I think, I know one of the stars reportedly got 100,000. So it's like,
Matt got £400,000.
Who?
£400,000.
The person that got 100 must be screaming. 400,000. But that's what makes me upset, Jazz, because I'm here and I'm trying my darndest.
Do you know how much kangaroo penis I would eat for 400? Oh,
that's light work. I would even do all the expressions you want me to do. What do you mean? I'll do all the expressions. Like, and I even heard him talking about all the stuff. Like, he was talking about it all, and then, like, all the fear and stuff. And then one white woman felt sorry for him. She was like, oh, I feel like we're ganging up on him. We're talking too much. And then he was like, she said to him, well, thank you for eating the kangaroo's vagina or something. Like, I just feel can you shut the fuck up over there, please?
I'm finished.
It just makes me upset because it's like, why are these people rewarded? Like, God, what did I do?
This is it.
What did I do?
I feel like we're in a continuing series of Black Mirror. Like, at this point, I wish Black Mirror didn't exist as a TV show, because I feel like that is what started the curse of this country. Because what the hell is an MP doing on I'm a Celeb?
Because he's trying to, I'm telling you, do you remember when Ed Ball, everybody loved Ed Ball?
Mm.
I don't know about you. Look, I don't know anything. I could see Ed Ball on the road. I wouldn't know a thing. The only reason why I know who Ed Ball is because I remember writing an article about it, and I was thinking to myself, why is the MP on Strictly? And then that's when I started to see that he's on these BBC things and people really love him. I'm like, run that. So you can really go from MP to celebrity pipeline. That is what thingy Matt Hancock is trying to do.
Yeah.
And people are really falling for it. And you know these old Oyinbo people at home, they don't mind. They're like, oh, you know, messed up, you know. Mm-hmm. He's lovable.
We all make mistakes.
That's you lot. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not making mistakes like that on my job.
No.
But that's the thing that it just annoys me, because it's like, these people felt and they're rewarded.
This is it. And imagine sometimes you forget to send an email at work and your manager is giving you heartache. And it's like, these people have actually, like, I would say that Matt has blood on his hands.
Mm.
I would go as far as saying that. And what, a year later, he's on TV eating pussy. And
for 400k, I can't believe that.
I don't get it.
And that's how they use their dirty, start stinking and rat them out to say, oh yeah, I'm gonna give some of it to charity. Show us the proof. Yeah. Show me the proof.
Yeah, I wanna see receipts. I actually wanna see receipts. And I don't know, it just doesn't sit right with me. Even if, like, I probably predict he's going to be voted in for every single task or whatever, I just feel like the longer he's in there, the more people are going to turn around with their wayward selves and be like, oh, you know what? He's not all that bad. Mm. And just forget about everything he has done for all these years. Remember, this is the same man that was saying diversity of thought in the...
In the
Conservative Party.
Mm-hmm. They think it's a joke. They think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny, and I won't forgive people like that.
No.
And I hate the fact that he used forgiveness, because he knows that this country is, you know...
They love a forgiveness. Mm. They love a forgiveness. This is random, but do you know what trend, what sound, sorry, I absolutely hate on TikTok?
Mm.
It's squirrels in my pants. Every time I see that, I just go off TikTok, you know?
That girl's got some serious squirrels in her pants. But yeah, it's from Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know. It really does something to my brain. I don't know, but every time I see it, I get irrationally angry. But I just have to come off TikTok when I see it. But yeah.
My favourite one is the chicken salad one, because I feel her note. Yeah. Deep level. Like, you know when food is so good that you could potentially cry? Like, you could cry. Like, that. I've felt that before, where you're just thinking to yourself, I don't even want this food to run out.
And you know what, yeah? What I What I love is when I keep hearing a sound, and but it's not the original video, and then I come across the original video. That is so satisfying for me. So when I saw
Did you
the
see her
original video,
face?
yeah.
She's like, the chicken salad. She looked like this was the last bite. Like, girl.
Do you know how good it must be for you to say you need to get you one of these?
Yeah, y'all think I'm getting one of these? Have you tasted the McCrispy?
I have.
What would you rate it out of 5?
Out of five, I'll probably give it a 3.5. Yeah, 3.5. I feel like it is a nice burger. I'll give it that. I do feel like if I had to pick between the McChicken sandwich and the McCrispy, 100% the McCrispy. However, I feel like Morley's burgers are better. KFC's burgers are better. So yeah, I definitely feel like it was overhyped. Overhyped, in my opinion. But still decent. If it was cheaper, I would buy it like again. But I just feel like for the price, I was expecting some vim. Maybe if they made it a little bit spicy, I could give it like a 4. Maybe a bit over a 4. But yeah, I just thought, yeah, it was all right. It was all right. What did you think? Because I was surprised when I saw you buying it. Obviously, I know you like your burgers.
You and this burger conspiracy. I don't really eat McDonald's, so
Yeah, that's why I was surprised
not that I
because
think I'm better than people, because but whenever I say that, people think, oh, you think I'm better than no, I eat KFC if I was going to eat like stuff like that.
one of those two, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's not even that I don't like McDonald's. It's not that I don't like it's just I just don't find myself. I think it's
But the
because
thing is,
KFC's
you're
nearest
allowed.
me.
I think some people, yeah, they honestly like they feel like it's a judgment against them for whatever reason. Like if you say, yeah, I don't really like McDonald's, it's like, huh? Why? But it's like some people just don't.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, anyways, so yeah, I thought it was okay. I did think, oh, I thought it was gonna be this amazing thing. I thought it was gonna blow my mind, you know. But it would just taste like a normal chicken
Like normal
burger.
chicken burger, innit?
Yeah, you're right. It tastes like the McChicken burger. It tastes exactly like it. I was even thinking it's given. Is it? I think they got one called McLegend or something like that. Legend
Yeah,
sound.
the legend,
I don't
yeah.
know if they got rid of that, but it gave me that. Chrissy from she was a player on
Off the cuff.
Off the Cuff. She said that it's basically a McChicken with a lace front, because you know the burger bun was
Yeah.
not, the burger bun was like it was giving bougie.
Yeah.
It was giving black girl luxury.
It's
So,
true.
you know, but yeah, I think the PR one, it was okay. It wasn't. Would I get it again? Yes, if I was going to go to McDonald's, I probably would. But yeah, it's not.
It's not like you'll be like, oh, today I am gonna go McDonald's so I can get the
So I
McCrispy.
can
You
get.
wouldn't say that, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'll come back to you guys. Maybe I will have a day where I'm just like, you know what? I'm craving that. So I'm going to go get that. But no. But what did I
Yeah.
have? Even with the other burger that they had. They had another one, the McSpicy.
Yes, that one.
And it wasn't spicy.
I
Actually,
don't think I actually got to taste that one, you know.
I don't think it was spicy. Or maybe it was spicy. No, I think it was a tiny bit spicy. And I was like, this is absolutely ludicrous that they would even. No. I had it twice. So at the first time I had it, I don't think that. I think they gave me a McChicken burger. I generally feel that. No, Jasmine. I really, really think they did. I think they did. I really think because when I opened it, I think they gave me the wrong burger.
Oh, is
I
it?
yeah, I
Okay.
think so. Or something went wrong. Then when I had it again, I was like, okay, no, it's actually a little bit spicy.
Okay. But McDonald's love to do that, and I don't know if it's because they know that, you
Yeah, white
know,
people, just in case.
yeah.
Lawsuit. Because do you know what happened in like 1980s?
With the coffee cup.
So they don't want a repeat.
Yeah, so just for anyone who's probably thinking, what do you mean about a coffee cup? I think this is the story anyway, but basically some woman got coffee and then I think it was through a drive-through, and then the coffee burnt her, and then she sued them, and she won because the coffee didn't say on it, caution, it's hot. So that's why all their coffee cups have now, it's hot, well, even though it's a coffee.
I think it gave her quite some significant burns. Like, it was, and it shouldn't be that hot. Like, why on earth would your shit be burning like that?
Is it? I don't know, because sometimes when I go to Starbucks or Costa, I have to get like a thing because it's super hot. But all I know is that that's why they ended up having to put that it's hot on everything now, because of that particular incident. But I know when I tasted the spicy McNuggets, they weren't spicy.
Oh my God. So the woman, she says that it damaged her throat organs and will require extensive medical care and surgery.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. And because I believe she was old, you know.
Is it?
But I think she was like 80 years old. Yeah, third degree burns to her pelvic region.
Oh, so it dropped on it. Hold on, was she drinking it?
I think, I don't know if she was drinking it or she was driving it and then it spilled.
Okay. Because I'm like, for it to damage her throat, she actually must have swallowed it.
Yeah, I think she did as
Ooh.
Well.
Oh. Bloody hell.
Does it say how hot it was? But I think they actually made her life hell, you know. Because I saw a mini TikTok documentary on it, and I think they actually made her life hell. Like, she said that, her son, I think, said that the rest of her years living, it just wasn't really enjoyable for her.
Oh, please, really sir.
Sad. Yeah.
That is sad.
But sorry, yeah. So I think I'm just into buying the trendy McDonald's burgers, right? Like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
That's when I eat McDonald's.
I want to try the barbecue stack as well, which is sort of like paired with the release of the McCrispy.
Okay, that looks good. This is going to sound like I'm better than people, but I can't eat double burgers.
Really?
I don't even think I could even do it. I really sound like I'm better than people. I'm not, guys. I'm not. There's other things that I do that I'm sure people be like, Jesus, you do that. I can't do it, Jazz. Like, Big Mac, I can't.
But when you say that you can't do it, what do you mean? As in, you can't finish it.
And it's like, it's crazy because it's like, I could get a McChicken burger or I could get a normal burger, yeah, and then get like loads of sides and I'll finish that all. But the thought of eating like I remember I had it once and I just didn't finish it. It's like that big fat burger thing. It's like, I just feel like I'm a big fat burger. Like, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Like one time I was drunk and I had it and I just was like, what is this? Even like when I go to like burger places like Byron or places like that, and I've one time I ordered one and I just said, yeah, I'm not, I think I had to take it. I was like, there's no way I can finish this burger. It is too big. Even just to eat with my mouth.
It's just too big. The thing is, I actually want to try a Byron burger, you know, because I remember there was a time I walked past it and I was like, what is that phenomenal smell? And it was Byron Burgers. And yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that they're like one of the best in London.
I think Honestburg might be better, but yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I need to try it. Yeah. Hold on, that's not the place that's cancelled, is it?
Oh no, what?
What's the place that's cancelled? The burger place. Please let it not be Byron. But I think there's a burger place that they got. I don't know if they had, what was it they did? I think they employed people illegally. So they were employing illegal immigrants, I think. And they gave them up.
Oh my God.
Something like that. Oh my gosh. Oh my, I really hope. God,
that's, please.
I really hope I'm not making this up. Hold on.
That's crazy.
Let me get the actual story.
They're squirrels in my pants. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, it is Byron. Fucking hell.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh God, great.
Okay, maybe I'm not going Byron. But
okay, go to Honest Burger. They're good.
Yeah, I'll go to Honest Burger.
Okay. What's that? Did you ever come to that halal burger place in like just off like Oxford Circus, like off Carnaby Street? Like near Aldrin Street.
What's Is that
on a scale? No. It's like, I think it's called like Burgery Burger.
No.
I'm pretty sure me and Ikran took you, maybe. I don't know. Me and Ikran used to bang it.
Is it?
They should give me an Ikran shirt. Jesus.
How's it spelled?
Let me find it. Oh my God, they got rid of it. Oh no. Okay, I found it. It's called, we call it Burgery, but it's called Burger with an I on it.
Burger with an I.
Burgery I.
Burgery.
Literally burger and then put I at the end. But it's so good. They have like this kind of like spicy burger. They have all sorts, like it's really, really good. Even their cheeseburger's good. Like they'll have like specials.
No, I need to try it. I actually need to try it.
Like they're Hawaiian. They had like this, I don't know if they did it, because last time I went there, they didn't do it. Like, I think I've tried every single burger there.
No, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it then.
Really good. Really, really good.
I'm going to go. Oh, gosh. What a life. What a life. Yeah, I'll need to try it. The thing is, it's come to a point now where I have so many restaurants on my to-go list that I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just try your best to space it out.
Yeah. Because TikTok is adding a new one at least one a day.
So you have to be careful with them ones, boy, because...
I know. Sometimes it's all aesthetics. Sometimes it's like, I wouldn't say paid promo, but, you know, they're doing reviews because they've been invited, and it's like, you can't really slag it off too much.
And we know, because remember one time we went out and they were saying to our friend, like, so where's the content? And it's like, what if the food was shit? But that's how we got free food.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think they do feel obliged to kind of be like, you know,
to give that person the better quality of service, I would say. Yeah, you do have to be careful, I'm not gonna lie. But one day I will get through my list, even though it keeps adding. I just keep adding, you know, brunch spots. If I see a good pancake, I'm adding you to my list.
Oh yeah, you should really go to that place, that Dutch place.
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah, I've actually been there, but I didn't have the pancakes that you had.
Oh, they were so nice. Jesus.
Yeah, they looked good.
One of the best pancakes I've had in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah, very, very long time.
No, the thing about me and pancakes is, yeah,
it's like the fluffy, it's like the one with the body. Basically, I've got a creams near me and I keep going there because I keep hoping one day they get it right, but they don't. But then when I went to Brighton, the creams there, they were able to do the one with body.
Really?
Yeah. Because my boyfriend was like, oh, it depends on the branch. I was like, you know what, people just talk. I'm like, who said it depends on the branch?
No, I would I would have said the exact same thing. You know?
How can you say it depends on the branch?
I would have been like, what do you mean it depends on the branch? It's creams. It's one recipe. They get given a recipe. That's it.
But the Brighton one was different. Like, it had body. Everything there was different. Everything.
Is it?
Because we like to do this thing where, like, if we're in Brighton, we don't need to go to a chain. Let's go to, like, a little cafe or, like, little...
Yeah, something, you know, different. What I mean? Yeah.
But literally everywhere was busy. So, like, okay, let's go to creams. And it was nice. But that Dutch place, no. That pancake had body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. No, that was good. And I was even thinking, should I get like kind of like a bit of American thing where I just get like some meat? Not meat, like, you know how Americans have like burgers on their pancakes?
Yeah.
I was thinking I'll do that, but no. I just kept it classic. Yeah. Oh,
do you know the one thing I really want to have? Which is like, it feels or looks very wrong. I want to have a Krispy Kreme burger. I've seen that and I want
it. How does that work? I'm being so serious. Do you mean like
it means exactly what you think it means?
Do you mean like, okay, there's two things in my mind. Do you mean like two Krispy Kremes and then put cream inside and that's the burger? Or do you mean Krispy Kreme with actual meat?
Yeah, with actual meat.
Okay.
Oh, the silence is killing me.
Don't you think sometimes we eat those food, your stomach is screaming? your stomach is thinking shit. Even those that I've eaten before, I've not eaten like this.
No, 100% my stomach will be like, what the fuck is this? What the hell? And the thing is, I I definitely have one of those kind of stomachs as well, where if I mix like too many different foods, I'm finished.
But is it a real thing, Jazz?
I've seen it a couple of times, but the only thing is it's not here. It's in America, of
That's
course.
good. That's exactly why it shouldn't be. Do you know who is gonna make sure he's not gonna be here? Jamie Oliver. And I
Jamie
trust that
Oliver.
man. I trust that man. He will make sure he will never come here. What? You want to do what?
I know, so I'm thinking I might have to make it for myself.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
It looks so good.
Krispy Kreme has gotten expensive. I actually think one is £2 now.
Bloody hell, for the original.
I think so.
Fucking hell. Not Vic, everything has gone up. Like, no lie, everything has gone up.
Oh yeah, you know, you was asking me what is in my flat that's expensive. I found it now. It's curtains.
I knew it was gonna be curtains. I knew it was gonna be curtains.
Because my the windows are, I have like a balcony, so that particular window is very strange. Like you can't just go to the Dunelm and be like, hey, can I? No, 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 no. It's because it's
You
very,
have to
very big as
get it
well.
cut, isn't it?
So Dunelm were like, yeah, so that would be £900 for that and my second window. Yeah, I swear to God. And I said, okay, cool. And then my mum was like to me, just get two curtains and
That's what I
sew
was
it
gonna say.
together.
Can you, can you do that?
But I can't because it's such an awkward size. Like everything about it is just so awkward.
Oh,
Like it
that
would
is
just look
so
funny.
annoying.
So I've just had to suck it up and just get some curtains from this online website. So yeah, I hope it's going to be okay. And it came to £500.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell my mum it was 250.
Oh my gosh, Vic. No, do you know what? Honestly, I can relate, but you're better than me. Basically, I don't know if you remember, but in my house, I have like a corner window. So not only is it difficult to get a pole up there, because I've basically had to buy a hinge to put up there. So I haven't, I've been here like 8 years now, and I still haven't done it. So that window has had no curtains since I've been here. Because it's so awkward. But when I got these curtains, so basically, you see how a lot of people have window sills that come up to, let's say, their stomach or their waist. My window is from ceiling to the floor.
Yeah, no, yeah. I remember looking down, I was a bit scared.
So curtains that will cover that whole section are fucking expensive. So I had to buy like the most basic, whatever I could find on Argos that matched that length. I just had to buy it because the prices I was seeing on, like, obviously I know John Lewis is expensive or whatever, but they had the curtains that I liked. The prices I was seeing on there, on, I think I looked everywhere, Next, Matalan, all of those places, it was saying like 150 per pair. And obviously, I have one, two, three, four windows that I like that. I said, I can't do it. I can't do it. But you've inspired me. I think I'm gonna have to,
Well,
someone's
yours
got
is
to.
okay because yours is like, because you're so high up, I don't think people can see you.
Where I've seen naked people where I
Oh,
am.
I'm done.
Because I feel like maybe because we're so high up, people get a bit comfortable. And like there was a time as well, it's actually quite creepy, but I left my hallway light on and I was in my bedroom, but my bedroom light was off and I didn't close the curtains. So you could probably just see my silhouette. But I was getting undressed and then I saw some man standing like, I can't really describe where I live, but I have like a sort of like parking area outside of my bedroom window. But some man was standing there, literally watching what I can assume was my window. So I had to turn off the hallway light quickly. And yeah. And then as soon as I'd done that, he started walking again. So I was like, this fucking
Bloody
pervy
hell,
man.
that's
But
scary.
yeah. So I think, yeah, from then I've just been like super, super vigilant with,
No, definitely.
yeah.
No, and I even understand why people don't have curtains. No, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. I mean, like, you know, with my balcony, that layout.
Yeah.
See why people don't have it. And you know, like, you know, in London with those kind of super high rise apartments where they don't have curtains. I get it. Like, even with yours, like, I get it because it's like no one can really see. I mean, you've just some experience, but maybe people can see.
Yeah.
But with mine, because I look out, let me actually see. Some people don't. Some people don't. They don't have curtains, and I understand because this is expensive.
Yeah, on a balcony, I might not do it, but I think it also depends on like the layout, because my balcony is like sort of directly. I wouldn't say directly, but it's got a very good line of vision to other people's balconies and windows and stuff. So I'm like, if I can see into their house, they can see into mine. So I was like, yeah, I need to get a curtain or something. But yeah, it just feels like very, very exposed sometimes. But
yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go, guys. I've got lots to do today. But I hope you all have a good week.
Yeah, have a good week, guys. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
I'm on Vic Sunisi on Instagram and Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. So yeah, blessed week, guys. Bye.
Bye.